The Mahatma's Story by May Sinclair. You remember the Grigley's Mahatma, that queer Bengali chap they brought back with them from Bombay? This is one of the tales he told them. At one time he used to turn up for supper at the Grigley's every Sunday, dressed in a very long black frock coat and a high waistcoat buttoned up to his chin like a clergyman's, and a great white turban wreathed round his head and flopping over one ear. He would arrange himself on Grigley's divan, with his face very meek and his backbone very stiff, and his legs very sinuous and curly, like a cross between a blessed Buddha and a boa constrictor sitting up on its coils. He told his stories in a little quiet sing-song voice, smiling at the Grigleys all the time, as if they were very young and rather silly children. We would sit before him on the floor, staring at him. The Grigleys with solemn faces full of childlike wonder, and the rest of us rather critical and incredulous, enlightened Westerners, you know. At first we thought he was pulling all our legs, trying to see what we Westerners would swallow. But no, it was the Grigley's wonder and our criticism and incredulity that amused him. The things he told us were to him so obvious, and of their kind so elementary, that he couldn't conceive how any reasonable being could regard them with interest, much less with wonder or suspicion. I remember at the end of one of his most incredible yarns, about a man, I think, who could be in two places at once, Mrs. Grigley looked up with her little intense face and said, "Anything, anything can happen in the East. The East is wonderful." She was going on like that, undeterred by the Mahatma's supple shrug, when George Higgins cut in. "He would begin to believe," he said, "when things like that began to happen in the West." The Mahatma looked at him as if he had been a baby, and smiled. "When the East comes to the West, they do happen," he said. It seems that about 9 years ago, the East came to the West in the person of a certain Rama Das. He was proclaimed a Mahatma by the members of a small occult society, which lived on in the wonder of him for a year or two. Then suddenly and violently it died of Rama Das. It caused a sort of scandal that no society, however occult, could be mixed up with and survive. But if the Mahatma's story be as true as he swore it was, Rama Das must certainly have possessed powers. To us.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?